Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Bless his name. Don't do it as a cliche. Give him praise. Bless his name. Be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted.
You are highly exalted.
There's nothing you can do.
And there is nothing you can do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified.
One more time.
Be magnified. Be magnified.
Think about what you're singing.
You're highly exalted.
You are highly exalted.
And there is nothing you can do.
And there is nothing
you can do.
My life, my eyes are on you, oh God.
My eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, oh my God.
Be
the magnified.
You
are the ancient of days, oh God.
Be
the magnified. Oh Lord, oh my God. You are the one that I know.
Be
thou magnified. Oh Lord, oh my God.
Be magnified.
You are the ancient of days. Be
thou
magnified. Oh Lord, oh my God,
be the man.
Sing it.
And there is nothing you can.
Oh Lord, my eyes are on you.
Oh Lord, my.
Sing it one more time. There's nothing you can do.
And there is nothing you can.
Oh Lord, my eyes are on you.
Oh Lord.
For the last time, there is nothing you can do.
And there is nothing you can. Oh, oh, oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified.
Come on, give the Lord a hand in the believer. Hallelujah. Right where you are, you're watching at home, I want to welcome you to this broadcast. I wanted to pray right now and say I'm advancing by the word. No matter what is chasing me, no matter what I see in front of me, I'm advancing by the word. Pray that prayer. Lord, let the word that we hear today advance me. I'm moving forward by the word. In the name of Jesus, I'm not a conclusion of what the enemy concluded on me. The will of the adversary will not come to pass in my life. I'm advancing by the word. In the name of Jesus, I'm not the same again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let me say good morning to your neighbor. Come on, help them to sit down gently. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. In Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Thank you, music guys. Romans 1:21. Because I've told you to study the becauses of God's word. Because although they knew God, although they were attending Kosa, although they come to DP every morning, although they come to church every day, they did not glorify him as God. Not that they didn't sing a song, they didn't glorify him as God. What did he do? Nor were they thankful to him. They became futile in their thoughts. God did not control their thoughts. The Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in all things, through prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that transcends human understanding will mount a guard around you. They became futile. God let them go. They became futile in their thoughts. Sometimes you want to read the Bible, you're looking at yourself, you're sleeping. Some thoughts run through your head. You are not thinking what was being preached. You are wondering why you are going this way, even though you want to go that way. They became futile in their thought, and their foolish hearts were darkened. If you see someone whose heart is darkened, it's not natural. God gave them up. May God never hand you over to the wish of your adversaries. All they did was they didn't glorify God. When I stand on the stage and I see somebody that is born again, maybe he has a few coins in his account and he doesn't glorify God, I shake my head. Not that you don't love God, you don't have this revelation I have. Because every day of your life, you ought to glorify God. With everything you have, no matter, may I not have what will make me stop glorifying God. Although they knew God, being born again is not enough. Prophesying or professing that you are known by the pastor is not enough. They did not glorify him as God. Why did Moses die? He didn't hallow him before the people. Behind, he hallowed him. So don't say when I get home, I praise God, that's the way I am. No, 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 no. In front of people, you must be like that. This is the correct attitude you ought to have. When you are, you know, when you just give your life to Christ, there are things you still bring from the world system. But when you are born again and you begin to grow in the Lord, you must grow in these things. Now, were they thankful to him? The first thing that happened is that they became futile in their thoughts. The zealous person started to dwindle back. His love was waxing cold. Yeah, there was something someone told him. But they've told that person about themselves worse things. They squared up. They did the right thing. Come on, talk to me. There's something the devil will use. And I think we'd look legitimate. But the truth of the matter is, if you are doing lean in this place, there is something the devil has as plans for you. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Your love will not wax cold. You will not dwindle. In Hosea chapter 2 verse 8. Hosea chapter 2 verse 8. Hosea chapter 2 verse 8. Hallelujah. It says in verse 8, for she did not know that I gave her grain. You can read the whole thing when you get home. She did not know that I gave her grain. She was doing her head like, oh, I'm brilliant. I'm tall. I can talk. I'm a business negotiator. I can market. Okay. She did not know that I gave her grain. She didn't know that I gave her new wine. She didn't know that I was the one in charge of the oil. I multiplied her as silver. God, I don't care what someone said to you. God is in the business of multiplying your silver and your gold, which they prepared for Baal. Another God increased them. They gave another God because it was trending. That will not be your story. Amen. That amen is not correct. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2. Second thing. Are you getting something? In case you're unthankful, you're ungrateful, you gloss over things, well, One of the reasons you need to correct it in this service is not because Pastor Bearden is preaching it. It's because the spirit of the end time has caught up with you. In verse 1, we don't have time to read it. I love the way the New Living Translation puts it, that in the last days it will be difficult to be a Christian. That's verse 1. We don't have time. In verse 2, it says, for the reason is this. It didn't say it will be difficult to have churches, to be a real Christian. For men will be lovers of themselves. They'll be lovers of money. Do you know anybody like that? I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about your neighbor. They'll be lovers of money. Boasters. They'll be proud. They'll be blasphemers. Oh, yes. I'm not shocked when I open the internet and see some people blaspheming against God. Suddenly, they become interested in church. Someone that has not been to church before or been to church in 20 years. Why are you interested in church? Why are you not interested in other religion? The truth of the matter, think about it. In Nigeria today, the only thing working is church. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. It's not natural. It's not normal. That you don't say, thanks for yesterday. When you say that, it's a donation. Because they are training you bit by bit not to be thankful. Teach your children to be thankful. Teach people that are around you to be thankful. Be thankful. Bishop Oedipo said, God does not have a business stopping what he's doing in your church if someone will not tap into the glory. Be thankful. Small thing, be thankful. In Psalm 50, verse 23, hallelujah. Psalm 50. Whoever offers me praise glorifies me. This is not what you think. This is not what a pastor thinks. This is God talking. He said, this is the way I perceive it. So what's your own? What's your problem? Whoever offers me praise is not just singing. The person is lifting me up. Amen. I feel like telling you to sing a song. Just your own song. To God. Come on, go ahead. Your own song. Do you have a song in your spirit? Come on, make it louder. Are you ashamed of it? Sing your own song to the Lord. Let's begin the round off now. In Jesus' name we prayed. You know what you just did right now? You just glorified God. You just glorified God. Are you the one that will glorify him? He's already glorified. You glorified him over your circumstance. You made him Lord. There can't be two gods in a palace. What you just did was you chased the devil. He's a proud spirit that cannot be scorned. When you're glorifying God, he doesn't stay there. How many of you have gone for election in your secondary school, maybe a class monitor, and you're in a place where they're talking about your opponent? You leave the place. That's the way Satan is. And to order to him, nobody's name was put there because your name is applicable to him who orders his conduct. You see, the protocol around God is praise. His conduct, all right, what will I do? I will keep quiet and say, I like the song. I will show him soteria. He's not going to heaven. What swallowed everyone in your family? You will be saved from it. Come on, talk to me. What swallowed everyone where you are giving birth to? You will be saved from it. Your case will be different. Can somebody shout a bigger amen here? In 1 Corinthians 4:7, I want to ask you a question with the scripture. 1 Corinthians 4:7. For who makes you different from another? Who? Is it your thought? Or the devil? Who makes you different? And what do you have that you did not receive? I can sing. Were you the one that made yourself to sing? Are you the only one in your family? Why can you sing? What do you have that you've not received? Oh yeah, I can talk. You woke up and found that you could talk. Oh, I'm gifted. In any aspect, what do you have that you've not received? When you married your husband, he didn't have money. It is now that is having money. What do you have that you have not received? When you married your wife, she wasn't that intelligent. Somewhere the grace came. So why are you proud? That's where I'm going. Why are you proud? Again, Bishop Oyedepo said there's no achievement in the kingdom. There's only receivement. That sounds like there's no English like that. But there's a kingdom English like that. Say, this thing I have, I received it. Now, if you indeed receive it, why do you boast like you didn't receive it? Why is your conduct like that? Why is it that ushers greet you and you are cocky? What exactly have you done? Yeah, I did something for somebody. Who gave you the ability? Is it not God? So why are you doing like you didn't receive it? Nobody, including the person speaking, ought to be proud. Because any nice thing anybody has to see about you, you received it. Come on, talk to me. I'm preaching better than you're responding to me. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will not allow the scheme and strategy of the enemy to come to pass in your life. In John 3:27, the one I read to you in 1 Corinthians is like it. You see, John answered and said, listen, you can say anything you want. You can say I'm decreasing, the man is increasing. A man can receive nothing. Nothing means nothing. Unless it has been given to him from heaven. You see this thing you are seeing in me? I received it. Oh, I'm preaching better than you're responding to me. So why will I be proud? God bypassed some people and gave it to me. If I'll be proud, it will be at lounges, airport, not in church. Because the head of the church gave it to me. And he can take it back. When I'm leaving the earth, I will not go with it. I'll be naked inside the coffin. So why will I be proud now? Why will I allow a temporary life to affect me? And the Bible does not say stealing comes before it falls. It says pride. Pride. Ask anybody who fornicates, who robs, who any sin. Pride is at the back. I is in the middle of every sin. What will I do? How will I survive? I is behind it. So if you live your life in such a way that, what do I have that I have not received? It will take away many things from you. How dare you? Somebody stands here, begin to worship, and you are yawning, looking to your phone. How? Why? How? It's not that you don't love God. If you don't love God, you'll not be here. You don't have a revelation that I'm sharing with you. I pray in the name of Jesus, the devil's schemes and strategies will not affect you again. We're not ignorant of the device of the enemy, lest it takes advantage of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. The enemy will not take advantage of you again. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. I don't know if you've seen James 1:17 in this light. I've seen it. James 1:17. It says all good and perfect gifts come from above. Except what you carry is not good. Except it's not perfect. It came from above. From the Father of light with whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. If it came from God, if it's good, if it's perfect, it's from God. So why do you coordinate yourself? Oh yeah, I bought this bag for $10,000. Oh, congratulations. Oh, the car outside there that the ushers parked in the bush. I'm not saying they should park your car in the bush. But if there's no space and you came late and they parked it there, so be it. I'm leaving this church and three people are begging you. You. You that tomorrow someone can give you a paper, a clinical prophecy and say you are dying in 7 days. And they are begging you. You can't afford to live your life like that. You are watching me online or you are watching me by TV. You can't afford to live your life like that. Come on, spend some time and glorify Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. I'm not blackmailing. I'm telling you the truth. In Jesus' precious name. Have you read it before? That these people are formed for myself. What will they do? They will glorify me. And you, God was not made for you. You were made for God. It's pride that is making you be like that. In 2 Samuel 7:18, see the way David responded. 2 Samuel 7:18. Then the king went in and sat. He was tired. He was, you know, when you are tired, you haven't even know the Yoruba of tired. And they said, "Who am I? Oh Lord God." Everything Solomon used to build that house, it was David that provided. Where is he there? In Lebanon. He will carry war to Lebanon. Did he offend him? Everything Solomon used to build a house, it was David. David should have said, "Yes, I left inheritance for my child." God didn't say, God said, I couldn't build it, but my son built it. And he said, "I would never, never lack a son on the throne." Have you heard that before? Yeah. Have you heard? You see, God and I, we are friends. He sat down and said, "Who am I? Oh Lord God." No wonder God called him a man after his heart. And what is my house? Actually, the Hebrew says, "What is my father's house? That you have brought me this far." He remembered where God took him from. You know the difference between Samsung and Nokia? Memory. You want to write that down? Memory is the problem. Verse 19. I'm reading to 22. "And yet this was small thing in your sight, O Lord God." You see, he didn't talk like the devil. By saying God, he put Lord before God. "And you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come. Is this the manner of man, O Lord?" Is this how you deal with every man? Is this how people succeed? Verse 20. "Now, what more can David say to you? For you, Lord God, know your servant." You know my weaknesses. You know everything. For your word's sake, according to your own heart, you have done all these things, great things. Now, who can tell how God felt? God didn't expect that from David. To make your servant know them. Verse 22, which is the last verse I will read. "Therefore, you are great, O Lord God. There is none like you. For is there any God beside you?" He was the one that went to war. He was the one that provided everything. He was the one that had the plans. According to all that we have heard with our ears. This is the way David talked. Why will you be different? Why will you copy the devil? No. Hit your Bible, say no. No. Come on, hit your Bible, say no. No. Let me read one more scripture and then we pray. Are you alive?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure you're alive?
Yes, sir.
In Luke 17:11. We've always talked about the man that returned, but let's know what happened to them. In Luke 17:11, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem. I told everybody in my family yesterday that God gave me this revelation. And that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Verse 12. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers. They stood afar off. We know the reason why they stood afar off, because the water they drank will be defiled. The stone they sat on will be defiled. They stood afar off. If someone was passing, they were supposed to cover their nose and shout, "Avoid." It's not today they are wearing nose mask. Avoid. They lifted up their voice then and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So he saw them and he said to them, he didn't pray for them, "Go show yourself to the priest." We even thought he would shake like this and shake like this and bring out the anointing. Go show yourself. That's a suicide mission. If we knocked on the door of the priest, that door, they will have to remove it. They would just kill us. But so it was as they went. Why did they obey? Therefore, You can hear this message and say, oh, good message. Or you can leave this place and say, wow, I thought I had a revelation on worship. As they went. Come on, talk to me. As they went. Not as I said. It's one thing for God to say something. It's another thing for you to obey. As they went, they were cleansed. Therefore, I pray for you. As you go right now, and as you do what I've prayed to you, you'll be cleansed. Amen. The plan of the enemy will be brought to naught in your life. Amen. God will be glorified. Amen. I said, God will be glorified. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. John chapter 2 verse 5. Please rise to your feet. We're about to close because of time. John chapter 2 verse 5. Now, this is the first miracle recorded in the Bible. That he turned water to wine. But you and I knew that that was not his first miracle. Because Mary knew what he could do. Ah, he said, woman, my time has not come. But the woman said, don't mind him. He said to the servant, you have to take the shape of a servant to see the results in God. Whatever he says to you, talk about it. Tell someone about it. Do it. Do it. Ah, shake your head and say, that's right, that's a good message. No, do it. You're going to pray. Say, whatever he tells me. I have the grace, according to Romans 1:5, and apostleship for obedience in the name of Jesus. Pray a loud prayer. Say, in the name of Jesus, I will not be a Christian that the education is more than the obedience. I have grace for obedience to the faith in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter who is leading my generation. I have grace and apostleship for obedience in the name of Jesus. Whatever he tells me to do, whatever I understand in his word, I will do it. My case is not different when it comes to the Bible. I will do whatever he tells me to do. In the name of Jesus, you're not praying the way I thought you would pray. You're not praying like somebody that was preached at. You should pray from the depth of your heart. I present myself. Mention your name. In the name of Jesus, I present myself today. I pray a prayer of consecration today. Whatever he tells me to do, I will do it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. You're going to raise your voice. Prayer started. You see, delay tactics. That's not everybody. Organized against my joy. Break! In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Every delay tactics. Organized against my joy. Be broken now. Anywhere you are hiding. In my body. In my house. In my loved one, anywhere you are hiding, break right now. In the name of Jesus, every delay tactics. Oh, waiting for my day of joy. Anything hiding in my body, waiting for the day of celebration to come out. In the name of Jesus, be broken right now. Be broken right now. I'm not your candidate. In the name of Jesus. Re-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. You are going to pray that prayer in another way the second time. You save all materials. Come on, make it louder. Can the sisters teach the brother how to pray? Save all material. Hiding in my body. Let everybody say, save evil materials. Hiding in my body. In the name of Jesus. Die now. Pray that prayer. Any evil material hiding in my body. Hiding in my ministry. Hiding my family, hiding anywhere. The reason why myself and my sibling are fighting. The reason why, I don't know it is. Anything hiding in the name of Jesus, die right now. Die right now. Any evil material, whether incision, I don't know what it is. Whether a document that is hiding my body, die right now. In the name of Jesus, Christ has died for me. Thanks be to God who always caused me to triumph, I will be over this one in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. We're going to say in the name of Jesus. That's not everybody. Can you make it louder? Powers assigned to rubbish my life. In the name of Jesus. Die! Pray that prayer. Any power, anywhere, assigned to rubbish my life, to limit the grace upon my life, in the name of Jesus, die right now. I'm not your candidate. Pray that prayer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. You have prayed, so it's time for you to say amen. As you leave this place, I prophesy to you, you will see wonders. It will be exactly as I've preached it to you. In the name of Jesus. As you glorify God in your life, may the Lord do more. May you move forward. May you advance by the word. May your contemporaries, the way the hand is above the head, may you be above them in the name of Jesus. May you see more of his hands upon your life. May good come to you. If you believe it, shout a threefold amen. As you are standing here, no matter where you are from in Nigeria, may you know how to order your conversation aright. In the name of Jesus, all the days of your Christian walk, you will do well. You will do well. Your path is like a shining light. You will shine more and more. Receive the admission. That promotion is yours. Everything that has your name on it, may the Lord advance it. In the name of Jesus. You can't separate praise from glorifying God, from covenant. From give anything that will advance. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and being righteous, be at power with it. Every other thing will be added unto you. May what you need. You know, some people have a great job, they don't have a husband, and they want it. Some people have a good job, they don't have a car, and they want it. Anything that needs to be added to you, receive it where you are. Receive it where you are. May your friends celebrate your results. May your mistakes be obliterated. The things that are good and perfect, they come down from above. May they come to your life. Receive it with thanksgiving. May they come to your life. We will marvel at where God will take you to. That trouble will end in God. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and glorify God. Come on, don't play church. Although they knew them, they didn't glorify him as God. They became futile in their imagination. God give them up. God will not give you up. He will not never submit you to the wish of your adversary. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. If you have a friend, tell them after the service, tell me when I'm walking bright, be on guard for me. Because pride was the devil that did the devil. When it was not Diabolos, when it was Lucifer, who tempted him? Pride. It's an old trick that you must not fall for. So shall it be. As you leave this place, God goes with you. He's your shama. The perfecter that concerns you. Coming to DPE today will not be in vain. People will rejoice with you. So shall it be. In Jesus' name.